Blog Talk Radio.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes.
¿Cómo está la familia?
We just have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we are here this morning at our Mornings at the Mansion show. And we're so excited. And we're
going to
say good morning, America.
Buenos días.
Woo! How y'all doing today? Everybody in the Laura Shelley land? In the Marlo Mosley land, and hopefully in the Summer Scott land. Good morning, Miss Joy. Girl, we represent today.
Yes.
Because we are fearless.
We're fearless.
Yes. And thank you so much, Joy, for everything that you do for the kingdom.
Hey, do you feel the anointing?
What?
Is this church our anointing?
Girl.
We feel the presence of the Holy Spirit.
So listen.
Woo!
If I could have had half fearless and half world work, we'd have been there.
No, we
God for you, mighty woman of God, and we just pray that God will see you blessed.
Yes.
You are in
that's
the kingdom
right.
And your warrior mentality because you have that warrior mode.
That's right.
And we just thank God for that, and it's such an anointing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
When she is in the house, good morning, Barry D. Robinson,
and
how are you?
And you feel the boldness in you. You're walking with the spirit of you, like, walk like a lion.
That's true. And when you talk about your cubs, we woman, and we thank you for pillaring us as we represent each other. That's what it's all about.
Yes, that's right.
And the kingdom is iron sharpens iron.
That's right.
Right, Laura?
That's right. That's right.
So we just want to be an encouragement to the body of Christ
yes.
today. And we just thank God for who he is.
Yes.
And we thank him for this day because today is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice. Waiting on the Perrier?
Well, if you're in the kingdom, you need to be
drinking. The king is definitely drinking Perrier. I learned something today. Kroger, I might have to shut you down for a minute. But now, to God be the glory. Yeah. I'm going to lose the mic man of God today for many years in our lives. And we thank you, Mr. Jack, our speaker. Beautiful, amazing wife that leads. So
yeah.
I know she's like really been busy.
Yeah.
But we just want to send out shout out to her because it's behind every great man is an amazing woman. No longer thirsty. Now we thank God for our community.
Facebook, and everything I do for Jesus, and I just want to show the world.
know, but you know, you have to know that. And this walk, it's not a personal thing.
Yeah.
It is with Christ, but with the world. That's why we talk about the cross. Because when you notice the cross on the parallel, it's the longest part. That's you and God. And the horizontal is you and people. Keep it short, America, with you and people. You love on people, but you got to keep it short. And you got to keep it long and strong and wide.
Father,
if he will continue to rain on you, he will rain on you to be the light of this world. You know, and I just thank God for this topic today.
Yes.
Because we have to shake up the body of Christ.
Yes.
You know, in this hour, and Pastor Megan and I were at a celebration.
Yeah.
And we were listening to, you know, we probably follow this, and I love the Word of God because it's forever changing. And, you know, your topic taught with a different anointing.
Yes.
And she was teaching on the lions, and we talked about that before, the two lions, the Lion of Judah and the Roaring Lion. But when you got to pull rank in this hour and know who you are,
right,
and stop making up all that noise and be consistent, okay? There's nothing wrong with being territorial, but when you're territorial and you're weak, there's something wrong with it.
Something real wrong.
You know, you got to be consistent in the Word of God and knowing who you are, because God tells us in His Word, He just tells us right here that we're standing on the hill. All on the same page, and if we are all, we have the same heartbeat. I'm telling you, we are the light of the world. Ready, Lord?
Cinco, ocho, el verso, capítulo cinco, verso ocho. God's love letter, which is fire.
Woo!
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. El Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. And it says, porque en otro tiempo eres tinieblas, más ahora. Soy luz, el Señor. Andar como hijos de luz.
Gloria a Dios. And our King James Version reads, for ye. Now, if you notice, when God is talking to us, even in Matthew, he says, for ye. So this is a personal declaration that he is directing toward each and every one of us individually. That when we get it together on an individual level, we can come together collectively and we shine even brighter. So for ye were sometimes darkness. But now, God says, but now are ye light in the Lord. So walk as children of light. So God is telling us, this is our mandate now. Only after he said who we are. And right now, in who we are, which is the Lord, he said, now walk it out.
Walk it out.
Now, it's just so simple. Okay? So if we get into this word and who God is saying to us individually, and when we get it together as the church, because we are the church, okay? When we get to the church house, okay, we all collectively come together and then we're all on one accord. Okay? And then we can really take global community in a bad way, but in a great way.
Yes.
You know, blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
You know, Lord, like you guys do every week, you guys go out and do stuff in the community, you pray for people.
Yes.
And I just want to take this moment to thank you,
yes,
for being the light of the world, you know, and touching people, that each one reach one and more and more and more. And I'm telling you, that goes, you know, without saying, people will never forget the love walk. Because that's what, you know, and that's why we wear the shirts today, because you have to be fearless to do that. You can't worry about what people think about shirt people, because they mouth on you.
Yes. But
you don't counsel that, just say, I counsel that. And then you keep on doing what God is calling you to do.
Yeah.
Because it takes courageous people to be about the Father's business. Which, you know, we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago. We did a teaching on God's way of fasting. And his way of fasting is not putting ashes all on your face and you hungry. You know, I mean, really, when you get into the word of God, it tells you, who does that? What our mandate is to fast God's way is to love people, to feed the hungry, to clothe the people. If you got to work shelter on, I mean, really, that is what moves God. It's not about you being hungry. That's for you. That's to crucify your flesh. That's really what that's for. And it's okay to fast that way if you got some stuff you need to put on. Well, we're talking about the world and being the light of the world and not dimming your life. You know, we have to be very serious about what God is calling us to do as the body of believers, as Christ followers, as Christians, because that's what Christians are. So be mindful that that God's word tells us. It gives us instruction. And here it says, walk it out. Walk as children of life. Are we walking in that arena? Are we just walking around like zombies?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we just exist and we're not really living.
Yes.
Right, Lord?
And Bible stands for biblical instruction before we leave earth. We just send back to the messy through.
Come on. Come on.
And that's true. We all even that you can't be in Christ Jesus and then swing them all.
Come on.
Churches go up a year, and by the end of the year,
It's only 2,000 standing in prayer standing. You know what I'm saying? And you have to get the right information. If you're going to be walking this walk, like the Word of God says, walking out as the children of light, you got to get the right information and know what you are doing in this hour as we are representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because that place of God trusting us as the light, we are winning the soul. And then when we win them, what are we doing with? Okay? We have to continue to do that. That's, you know, that's our mandate. And you don't have to have a title to do that. You know, just if that's on your heart to love on people and to nurture them and to help them be all you can be in that area, because that's what pleases God.
And that's why I love what we've been doing with the new wine empowerment.
Yes.
You know, that's you will hungry for the Lord come. And I mean, let me tell you, it's awesome gathering, teaching, preaching, and then if you're on fire, you'll be three times on fire. You know, and then also Fishers of Men, you know, they have a Bible study on Thursdays where it's up to 30 to 31 people sometimes showing up from the neighborhood that we have reached out to that are coming in, and then we're all elaborating on the teaching. We just finished the Book of Ephesians, and they're hungry, and they're it's so beautiful, you know, when you see people that are struggling.
Yeah.
We're struggling, but now they're knowing who they are, and they're picking up the Word of God, and they're speaking, and they're living in it. And even though they stumble, you know, we pray for them, we encourage them. And when you see the transformation take place, it's so beautiful because not only are they being touched, but the family members, the daughters, they're bringing friends, you know. And it's just so exciting
because they're hungry.
Yes.
They're hungry for that place of being whole.
Yeah.
You know, because you can, in the world, you know, most times, been there, done that, seeking all these things and trying to have all these people and doing all this stuff, and then you still empty. You know, but once you are face to face and you have an encounter with the light of the world, your life will never be the same. And that is the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what sets us free. But I'm telling you, America, most people, when they get set free, they will not stay free.
That's the truth.
And see, that's the biggest thing. That every day you got to be in the face of God. You know, when he's talking, your voices. We all hear the two voices.
Broke it down like four or five.
we are in this world. He says, I'm telling you, we have to really, as people of God, consider deeply what 1 Peter 2:9-10 okay, about the depth of who we really are. Firstly, he says to us, we are a chosen generation. Do you know that you are chosen?
Yeah,
if you don't know that, come on now. Get into this and say you heard God for you.
Yeah.
Because you can't be nothing for nobody else if you're not being it for you. And that's the truth. So not only is that, he's telling us we're a chosen generation. Then he turns around and backdoors and tells us that we are a royal priesthood.
Woo!
He tells us that because he's not right here, but ye are, which you are that.
Yeah.
And then he tells you that you are a peculiar people. You don't look like the world.
That's right.
You don't look too cute. That's right. They say something wrong with them guys. They too much. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, they do. But you know what? When you know who you are, it don't matter what they say. As a matter of fact, I told y'all, I said I'm going to be in Hollywood. Hollywood's coming on.
Woo!
And as we were, also he says here that we are set apart.
Yes.
Okay? And we're set apart out of darkness. It's marvelous life. Yes. So really, just teaching that right there, come on now. We can close it all up and go home. Because God tells us who we are. And if you don't believe that, I'm telling you, when you get a hold of who you really are, you are unstoppable. You are, I'm telling you.
I'm sorry.
You well. And nothing that nobody says to you. You know how we get all emotional and get caught up in what people think about us and what they say about us. When you are sold out and you realize that you're a chosen generation, and you realize that you're a royal priesthood,
woo!
A holy nation, and you realize that you are the okay, and who is him, and you are called out. So God calling us out. Darkness world into his marvelous light. And when you reach that place, turn on your high beam.
Yes.
Because God got something in store for you. He just wants, I'm telling you, he don't want your money because he'd be like, I'm not going to that church giving them my money. Oh my God. Are you serious? I'm not giving them my time. I'm just going to watch TV online. I'm going to watch church online. And there's nothing wrong with watching church online if you can't get to the church. Things do happen. But if you every Sunday watch the church online, come on now, making a sinner of yourself. And that's what the word God says.
Yeah.
So you can't pick out all this other stuff and leave that out.
You're going to be missing out.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't pick out what's good for you and then leave out what you think is not pertaining to. This whole Bible pertains to everything that God is saying to us. So he is not leaving out forsaking the assembly of yourself. We have to do that because there's power when we come together.
Yes.
Okay? He said, when two or three are gathered, I am in the midst.
That's right.
Okay? And that's the Holy Spirit, which is within us.
Yes.
We bring that in. Because guess what, America? When you leave church, does the Holy Ghost leave with you?
That's right.
And so I don't know. And then we can't get caught up in the cosmos like we're so caught of our pastor, of the actress of the building and how things. And we thank God for our church. But I'm trying to tell you, America, about you being in the church. You being the light of the world.
You being the blessing. I'm
telling you.
Light the darkness.
Come on, y'all. And we got to tell, there's some churches that ain't got some good stuff going on now. People being, got so much church hurt. It's just so much going on. And people in the church looking at you crazy. And who does that? Instead of, you know, really? Instead of loving on the people and bringing them in and showing them how to be holy. Because the word of God says we are a holy nation. Yeah, a royal priesthood. We got to know who we are.
Right.
And we can't make people feel inferior because you got a little light going on
now.
Making them feel dark. So really, you can't allow your light when you do that. And then you got to get back into the face of God and hear what he's saying to you. It's so important. And we're not just, you know, everybody want to compromise. Well, I don't nobody want to hear that. I know. Maybe we might just need to turn it off, but you know what? As long as we turn it on the light,
that's right.
That's what really matters in this hour. You you know, and if we could just reach one,
that's
our assignment for the day is complete.
That's right.
Right, Lord?
Each one reach one.
That's it. And we just thank God for this marvelous life.
Yes.
So every time you wake up in the morning, America, just know that not only are you in the light, but you are marvelous.
Mm. And it's a luz maravillosa.
Yes.
Como la luz de oscuridad.
You know, and I just believe that people sometimes skim over the word. They don't get into the depth of it. Because I'm telling you, I've read that before. I've read that before. That's why it's a living word.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, a brand new revelation comes again and again.
Yes.
And again. And again.
Yes.
And I just thank God for his trusting us with all of that.
Yes.
You know, to go out and just bust the word. Bust the word. Spirit that
praying, but it seems to really happening today in the world.
Yeah, so real.
But that's why we're talking about being the light.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't keep your light dim. We got to put them on high beam.
That's it.
So we got to set, you know, be set apart. We really are. God said that in His Word. And then we got to walk it out. We can't just be saying, you know, I'm a child of the Most High God. And then over, but I'm telling you, we can't do that in this hour. We have to be bold.
Yes.
We have to be marvelous.
Yes.
We have to be all that God says that we can be. We have to be peculiar.
Yes.
So that's what the Word of God says we are.
Just like the army.
Come on,
man. It can be. And we are the army for Jesus.
That's it. Yeah. It's so amazing. But I tell you what, that's why we should be on high things. So we're going to go to Luke 8:16 more. Good word. We thank you for your word, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Vamos al libro de Lucas, capítulo 8, verso 16. God's love letter, which is fire. God's love letter is moving. It's fuego. Holy Spirit continue to manifest in the heart. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. And it says, nadie que enciende una luz la cubre con una vasija, ni la pone debajo de la cama, sino que la pone en un candelero para que los que entran vean la luz.
Gloria a Dios. Glory. Our King James Version reads, no man, when he has lighted a candle, cover it with a vessel, or put it under a bed, but set it, kind of like what we were just saying, can't be on fire, can't be the light, and then go high. That's what God is telling us. We got to get in position, which is on the candlestick, and we got to light up some stuff, rooms, some people, some environment, okay? And then y'all know how the light is. It illuminates.
And right? That will take you to dark areas. Don't
yeah.
be afraid. Don't be scared, okay? Don't be scared.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people walking with fear, and they're scared, and I'm praying for it. I have some friends right now. I'm praying for, and I just pray God heals them from that fear, you know, because God, that is a pretty God. He got us, you know, and it's so exciting to know that we have this protection. We have Him as our shield, you know.
We do. We really do. But that's why the Word of God is so pivotal, and it's always been that way. But we have to really continue to get in His Word and hear what He says to us, and because if He's talking to you, He's talking to the next person about the same thing, and then you say, oh my God, I can't believe that. This is what. So that's that place of revelation and affirmation. God will affirm you for what He's told you personally. You know, so we know that God has really been talking to some people in this hour about giving their life, about not being like Lord said, afraid to step out and get on top of the candlestick and illuminate, you know, because that's what He also said that in Matthew 15. So you want to read that more? I love how God backdoors Himself, you know, scripture to scripture.
Mateo 5, capítulo 5, verso 5. And He dice, God's love letter, which is
fire. Fuego.
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. The Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. And it says, dice, enciende una luz y se pone debajo en una almud, sino sobre el candelón y alumbra a todos los que están en casa.
Gloria a Dios. King James Version reads, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house. So are we really doing that? Are we really on the candlestick? Which is Christ Jesus. Let's just get on, keep it real. Let's just stand on His shoulders and be the light of the world. Because of who is in us. He is the light. So I love that where He tells us simultaneously in different scriptures the same thing. That we can't get under the, put it under the bushels. And you know, anytime you do that, danger comes. Because if you lighten something and you put it up, it's going to burn up. It's going to be destroyed. You know, so that's dangerous to do power to do that. And we must know that in Acts 13 and 4, you've got to go there more, that we are commanded, that God commands us to shine.
That's right.
He tells us, this is what you're going to do. If you say you are a Christ follower,
that's right.
Yes.
Okay.
So Acts 13 and 47, we're on
Facebook. Capítulo 13, verso 47, estamos en este libro. God's love is a
Christian.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit continues to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y su palabra dice, porque así no para luz. Y los gentiles, a fin de que seas para salvación. Hasta los último, hasta el último de la tierra. Gloria a Dios. It's a for so has the Lord commanded us. Okay, commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles.
Woo!
And that thou shalt receive salvation.
Come on.
Unto the end. Earth.
God is not playing with us. Did you know that you are commanded to shine?
Yes.
He just said it in his word. Go to Acts 13 and 47. We must know that we are commanded to shine from dark world.
Yes.
Okay? And know that it is for the salvation of souls.
Yes. Amen. Woo!
I'm the Lord. I salute
you.
Woo! I salute you that word. I salute you. Going out
yes.
Winning souls.
Every morning, I ask you, I'm expecting to confirm that. The honest one is, where that? Where that, Lord? Where that, Lord? Save me!
Woo!
I'm always with the glory of
Jesus.
I just think that in this hour, we really got to hear what God is saying to us.
Because that's the command.
That's right.
He commanded us in Acts 13, 47.
Right.
We are commanded to shine. We are commanded to be the light of the world.
Yes. And right now, I think harvest time. 99% of the time that we talk to, they're open to give their hearts to Jesus or for prayer. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Because
they're
speaking.
Yeah.
They're speaking.
Yeah.
And this past Sunday, we had some missionaries come to Sistine Chapel. And they go to the Eric, where the Muslims there is.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't speak the language.
Uh-huh.
And a husband and wife and the five little children. And it's 97% of Muslims and 3% are Christians, right where they're at. They were visiting the church and then they're going back. And they're in like really dark area, okay? I'm talking about it. They find out, you know, they're preaching, you know, they get their cut off. And he says, it's amazing how many churches, when they go visit, they say, well, why will you family there? Why will you take your children there? And he's like, well, Jesus died for me.
Right.
And you. And that's my calling. And then I think, well, you think God can't protect me? Because I know who I am.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yes! God, I'm the right again. And that's what they do. That's what they've been doing for years. And this was that. And then he goes, and if my hand gets cut off, let it be. I got my ministry with Jesus. I did what he called me to do.
Anyway.
And I'm willing to give my heart, my family, my children that were with us. And he goes, many people have their children go to the military, the army,
and
they get killed. Sometimes they get killed. But if you and there's nothing wrong with it, but if you're doing it for Jesus, well, why would you see
the army of the
world? Why would you go there? Why would you see your family, your children? You know, it's like, so he said, I really don't care. Like, they come up to me, because a lot of times they say, you know, he shows videos. And so anyway, he encouraged me a lot to keep going.
You got
the Lord. Oh, no. No matter what, not to fear, not to be scared, because he's so bad.
Yeah,
he's not here for us, y'all.
You know what?
Somebody didn't have a report. How can you know
what I want to say? This is what it
has. I forget.
Okay, well, that ain't y'all know.
Yeah.
He's a turned on me.
Yeah.
He's not
playing. Sure. Yeah. All the weekends of videos or pictures of him because they're in the polluted areas. And they're not
right. But that's beautiful, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to know what you're called to do.
Yes.
Everybody's not called to that.
Because
you've got to know.
Yeah.
Okay? And you've got to be sold out.
And he's
he has the Esther heart.
Yeah.
He's not perish.
You good.
I thought it was beer water.
mind. Because I know that if I had been drinking, I'd have had the bathroom
break. I know. Oh, my God.
Mr. Jack, thank you so much for your love.
Yes.
Pastor Danny.
Yes.
Amen.
Coming to fill us today with your amazing love. And I pray that you enjoy it.
Yes.
No worries.
I'm not running.